Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinkney to Pinkney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinkney. I tell you, this has been an incredible, incredible week. Unbelievable. One of the things that happened, two young men came to my church. And they were pretty upset, angry. They was angry at Marcus Muhammad. And they was talking stuff, you know, stuff that I didn't really condone. They started calling him all kind of names, and they told me that he was a real Sambo. And then they tried to get on the minister. Like I told him, the minister is older now. You know, he may not know what Marcus is doing. And maybe people are not telling him about this guy. I said, well, I gotta say this. I gotta defend the minister for this reason, that he's older. I believe if he was younger, he would not tolerate the stuff that Marcus Muhammad is doing. You see, he would not tolerate it. What I know of him, Minister Louis Farrakhan would not tolerate what he said. And I told these guys, they were serious. But they don't see. Here's the thing. You want to come and complain about what somebody else is not doing, and you're not doing nothing. So I explained to them, if you wanted him to do something, you should be out here doing something. They was talking about some violence style. No, we're not going to go that far. But they said, well, this guy walk around here knowing he's a straight-up sellout, and the people don't say nothing. I said, well, you didn't. This is the first time I ever heard you opening your mouth about what's going on with the around the city. I've been knowing you guys for a long time, but I've never known you guys to speak up and do nothing. So now you want to speak up about this scumbag Marcus Muhammad. Now you want you even talking violence. Yeah, you're talking violence. What you're saying, I won't tolerate. He's a scumbag. You have to vote him out of office. We know he's a scumbag. You have to recall him. This is what you have to do. You have to go out of your way and put the work in and get him out of here. You know. Oh, I understand. I understand exactly how you feel, you know. But it's not about how you feel. It's the action that need to take place here, you see. And, I mean, he went on and on. Oh, they was really upset. They was talking about it. I said, well, you just can't talk about him. You got Dwayne Cease, too. You got Sharon Henderson. You got Ryan Singleton. You got Edward Eisen. Those are some of the people you need to be talking about also. It ain't just him. So if you want to do all this, let's start by recalling the mayor. We can't do it until next year, but let's do it. But by that time, we organize and have ourselves in a position to make sure that what happened needs to happen. See, my thing is this. What is the use of being born if we're not making our world better for those who will be born after us? Now, think about that for a second. What is the use of being born if we're not making our world better for those who will be born after us? Yeah, we know that this guy's a scumbag. He's a low-life scumbag at that. He's a scum. I mean, he's probably the scum of the earth. But there's no reason for you to want to get physical with this guy. It don't make sense, you know. You don't need to get physical with this guy. You see, we can beat him at the polls if you get out and vote. We should have been. I know that he got Tiffany in the clerk's office working with him, stealing votes. I don't believe that he beat Gwen Johnson. I don't believe that for a second. Not after all the things he have done, knowing that the water was contaminated and refused to tell the people, left the children unprotected. And here's the thing. You parents walking around here, how much y'all love y'all children, and you was willing to let this guy, you was willing to let this guy poison your children. We don't even know the effects of the water right now on your child. You see, sometimes children, it doesn't happen until later in life. You see, how it eat the brain up, you know, how it eat the kidney up, how it eat the liver up, how it eat the heart up, the brain. You see, you parents, you didn't go to the boat, or go to vote, shame on you. You just as guilty as this guy. You just as guilty as Marcus Muhammad, Dwayne Cease, Sharon Henderson, Ron Singleton, and Edward Isis. We know that they're Sambos. So how do you let these people continue to get in office? How do you let them continue to hurt your children? And let me talk about the school board. What's happening at the school board is really hard for me to see. Right now, doing better than ever done in the last 20 years. But it's not doing better because of the school board. It is doing better because of State Representative Andrews and Elnora Gavin and Angela worked on the debt forgiveness. That's why the school is doing better. Now they have resources. From my point, anytime you vote for a Trent Bourne, a Ronaldo Triplett, DeWanda Robinson, the Rocket Girl, and Clayton, that's child abuse. You should be held for child abuse. If you around here voting for Trent Bourne, if you out here voting for Trent Bourne, if you out here voting for Trent Bourne, then you got a problem. So there's not a reason in this world You should be voting for him for any reason. There's not a reason in this world you should be voting for him for any reason. There's not a, and you need to know that because that's important. You know, that's very, very important. You need to know that you cannot walk around here and be voting like him. I have to say though, we do some very, very depressing things, but we got to get better. We can't get better until we understand exactly what is going on around us. We can't do it. No matter what we say and what we do, we cannot do it. We're in what we call a crisis. We're in what we call a real crisis. And the sad part about that, it's really sad just thinking about all the things that we should be doing and that we're not doing. You know, that's the thing. We're here and we're fighting for our lives. How do you justify being on the school board and voting not to repair or replace the boiler in the wintertime and it's cold for your children? How do you justify that? How do you tell somebody like Trent Bourne, who voted against it, repairing the boiler? He wanted the children to be to freeze to death, I guess. Or Ronaldo Triplett. And he don't even have a history of ever helping anybody in school, doing stuff behind their back and stuff like that. That's his history. The Shonda Robinson, these people walking around here, that Clay lady and Rocket, they all vote together. They all vote against your children. That's what they do. They vote up children. That's what they do, you see. And I know that, you know, you say you love your children. Well, why would you allow people to abuse your children? Why? You got a mayor here who knew the water was contaminated with lead and bacteria and said, told everybody that the water was good to drink. How slimy can you be? How slimy can you be? The slimiest thing I have ever heard in my life. Telling the people that the water is good to drink and you know it's poison. We don't even know how many lives the Benham Community Water Council saved. If we had not done the call of duty and blew the whistle on the governor and the mayor, I don't know how many people would be dying today. And you can see people die from this water. They don't call it water. They call it kidney failure, liver disease, heart failure, brain damage. That's what they call it. They don't call it disease that the water killed them. They're not going to say that. They're going to say that the kidney failure, or they might be on dialysis. We got more people on dialysis in this small community than probably Detroit, Michigan. That's right. They had to open up a fourth dialysis center around here that they take people from. They got one in Benton Harbor. They got one in St. Joe that they go to, and they got one down in Niles that they got two in Niles that they go to. One is the hospital, but right now, people have had more strokes, and it was really because of the water. But you won't hear them say that. You see, they want to protect the governor more than they do the mayor. You know, they'll throw him under the bus because he's black and he don't know no better. He's too stupid to be a human being, you know. But yet still, let me tell you this quickly. They sent him out to Arizona, the mayor, Marcus Muhammad. They sent him out to Arizona. When he was out there speaking, the guy called me while the boy was speaking. Is this guy? And he said, man, this guy don't know nothing, do he? I said, well, you know, it was a white guy, so I tried to play it off a little bit. I said, they gave him, that's what they wanted him to say, what he's saying. They want him to say that they're the real heroes. They let the people suffer. We got the pipes done in almost 2 years, and even though it was only 4,000 pipes, see, this is what people don't know. Newark, New Jersey had 22,000 lead lines. 22,000. They finished in 18 months. Benton Harbor had 4,000, and they finished in 2 years. And they want, and the governor and this slime ball mayor want to take a victory lap. You can't do it. Not why enough. So that's why the guy was calling me. He knew the story. You see, he knew the story. He said, man, I wish I could get closer so you could listen to this guy. I don't know where this guy come from. I said, well, you know, it is what it is. I said, you know, you can't stop a person from saying what they say. I don't care, you know, what it is. And black people, you know, one thing about black people, you know, they'll hang their hat on somebody if they know them. You know, they could be the rottenest person in the world. You know, and somebody trying to help black people, If another black person tried to help them, they'll do everything they can to try to destroy them. That's why they can't destroy me, because I don't give a care about what they say and what they do. I don't even care. This is how I am. I don't care if these black people don't even talk to me. If they don't talk to me, they won't have to call me. My phone won't be jumping all off the hook. And that's how I feel. We have to make sure that we're doing what we do. I know this guy said, now these guys, when they came to the building, he said, the people in Benton Harbor is not smart enough to understand what you're saying. You see, they don't get that. They ain't used to nobody standing, folks. He said, they ain't used to it. I said, but I've been standing up since I've been here. He said, yeah, but you don't one who speaks out and speak the truth. These guys don't want to hear the truth. What you're dealing with is people who don't have the educational knowledge of standing up to these white demons. They demons. You let somebody like Whirlpool Corporation come in and destroy your school system first, then start attacking the city. And you don't say a mumble. You sit around and won't worry about what I'm doing, you see. But I tell you this much. I'm going to get back. But the first thing we got to do is over evil. We overlook evil if we know the person or related to them. I don't. But you do. Most of y'all do. Because you don't want to do that no way. You want to sit in your house. Here, black folks in Benton Harbor are the busiest person in the whole wide world. There's nobody busier than black people in Benton Harbor. Nobody. They're not even busting the gray. They're not even busting the gray. Their children being abused on all in all areas. And don't say a mumbling word. I wouldn't even allow my children to come here and drink this water. I wouldn't even allow my grandchildren to come here and drink this water. I wouldn't do it. I would not do it. The water's still messed up. It still smells. It's still yellow. And going around and talking about the water, who gonna believe what y'all say? But black people have a history of believing white folks. Black people believe, and they're the landest people. Look, now, I got a lot of white friends, and they support me. But white folks are the lyingest people in the world. If you believe anything they say, you're just as crazy as they are. We're dealing with a monster here, a Rodan, a Godzilla. That's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a monster, and you let them. Get off your butt and stand up and fight. Just the other day, a guy was driving on Britain. Well, he was going too fast. He tried to go around the car. He hit this, they got this long slope. He went down that slope, came up, and the car was out of control, hit a tree and died. Well, the word around Benton Harbor, he should have been driving fast. No, the word should be, it should not have been, the street should have been repaired properly. And he'll still be alive today. See, that's the thing. The street should have been repaired properly. And none of this would have happened. Well, he was going. He may have, but if that slope, that deep slope, wasn't there, he would have not lost control. So you're responsible. You are responsible for that. Yes, you are. You are responsible. And before I move on, I want to say, my Sambo's Houston, Texas, did not like the idea that little bitty Benton Harbor Sambo's out Sambo Day Sambo. He want to put up $1,000 for Benton Harbor to go heads up with him. I said, well, we can't do that because let's call it an exhibition game. We can't call it call it the battle of the of one and two. We can do that, but I want to relax. I'm not afraid to go up against, because I don't think nobody's going to beat my sound book. Who going to beat on my leather seats? Ain't nobody going to beat her. Who going to beat the mayor of all Sambo's, Marcus Muhammad? Who gonna beat him? And then you have Dwayne Cease, you know, killer Cease. Who gonna beat them? Ain't nobody gonna beat them. But I don't want to wear the people out. My goal is to have 50 cities, and have a playoff among themselves. You know, it's like March Madness they have, but we're gonna have our Super Bowl once again in February. But my sound bowls don't go again until September the 1st. So I got a little break here, and that's why Houston want to go up against my sound bowl. He think he can beat my sound bowls. He say he got some sound bowls that can beat my sound bowl. I said, no, you don't have any sound bowls that's going to whoop my sound bowl. My sound bowls are the real deal. You can't beat my sound bowls. I don't care what you say, you know. But he's saying, well, he will put up $1,000. I said, well, who's gonna pay the people to count the votes? I said, I really don't want to do it. Go up against him right now. I want to wait and let it roll. I need a rest from the sound bowls right now. You know, it took a turn where I never anticipated that it would be this big. And I didn't think it would be, you know, the Sambo Super Bowl was big. And these guys, other cities are getting involved. We got I think 17 to 20 cities now already participating. We want to get it up to 50 by December 1st. And then we're going to have the playoffs. We'll put, you know, 10 against 10 until we get to the Super Bowl, the Sambo Super Bowl. But I'm excited, though. And I just want people to know that, you know, we got to do better as black folks, and stop sitting on your butt and claim you love your children. Act like it. Because, you know, America, you're killing black people in the schools. In the classroom, you're killing. You are killing black people in the hospital. You go in to have a baby, the mama and the baby die. You go in with a cold, you die from a cold. You know, that's not just here. It's not just here. It's all around the country because we don't have enough black doctors, you know, and they in control of everything. You go on a freeway, the highway. These guys repairing the highway are always white. They always white. All the jobs, all the jobs are controlled by them. They control everything. And we say that, you know, but we have to make sure that we are doing what we need to do for the future of our children. That's where we're dropping the ball. We allow our children to make a decision that they know nothing about. They don't know, you know, they should be carpenters. They should be electricians, bricklayers, pipe fitters. They should be auto mechanics. All these jobs, you know, pays money. But black people is not going to do that. That's why they brought in some new black folks. When they brought in these boys, them immigration from the border, they called them some new black folks because they'll work for half of what black people. Black people ain't working for $5 an hour. These folks work for $5 an hour. Black people is not working. Most of them don't want to work for $20 an hour. They'll quit in a minute. Oh, he didn't like me. He was racist, you know. No, you just didn't want to do the job. And when you don't do the job, this is what happens, you know. This is exactly what happens when you don't do the job. And we have a history of wanting to do what we want to do. It don't work that way, brother. And it's going to get worse before it gets better. They got us surrounded. It's going to get worse before it gets better. because we have allowed ourselves to be in this compromising position, you see. And we got some good, but if everybody was on that, here's what I'm going to say. And you women, if you want to be mad, go right ahead, contact me. You can call me at 269-369-8257. You can call me. Yeah. But a woman cannot raise a young boy to be a man. You might find a couple of them that sneak the grave, but you can't do it. Because there are some things that a woman can't teach a young boy to be a man. And a man can't teach his daughter to be a woman. And we try to do the impossible. We don't need no man. We don't need no woman. Yes, you do. Family. A family. That is one of the things that we must get into. A family. You walk around here talking, I don't need a man. You need a man to raise a man. That's a fact. That's not just Reverend Pinckney talk. You need a man to raise a man, you women. That's a fact. And we got to start teaching our children to make sure that they understand and stop them from coming back home unless they plan on building a future for themselves. You 40 and 50 years old living with your mama and getting mad at your mama because she didn't cook and you ain't paying no rent. Boy, go somewhere and sit down. But let me close by saying I bring in my first guest. Let me close by saying we have to be better. Our school system, that's where it starts at. That's only a start. But actually, it starts at home first, then the school. If we can put that together and make it happen, we'll be all right. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about this. And we can do it. This is something we can do. We don't have to play no games. You see? And don't let these folks intimidate you saying you can't do it. You can do anything you want to do, but you got to want to do it. You see? And you women, get your sons right. Let the father deal with them. Even a bad father is better than no father. But on that note, I'm going to bring in my good friend, the one and only. There's not even two of them. I'm going to bring in Gloria first and let Gloria talk to us. And then we're going to take it from there. So I'm going to bring in my good friend Gloria. And Gloria, we're going to, whatever your heart desire you want to talk about, you got my permission. You got my permission to say whatever you want to say, because it is so important that people understand about what's going on around us. So we have to make sure we're doing all the things that we need to do. So on that note, we're going to bring in my good friend Gloria and let Gloria do her thing. Gloria, talk to me. Tell me what's going on.
I'm here, Reverend Pinckney. I'm here.
All right, girl.
I want to thank you again for a platform, because people need to know. We are down to the wire. They are bringing more and more people in to target them. And these are younger people. I was 58 when they got a hold of me. I'm 73 now. But these young people, it's so hard for them. And the madness is going on. And for us to bring you this information, at least you can pick up the phone, call your congressman, See, tell me about targeted and targeted individuals. I need to know about that because a lot of them involved are in Congress. But what is happening, the Creator will continue to show us that we're on the wrong track, and if we don't straighten up, the Creator will straighten us up. April 8th, there is an eclipse that's coming. And they tell me when this eclipse comes, we might be left in 3 days of darkness. We don't know because the government is also, so I hear, is going to bring out an eclipse, like to follow the one that's coming. But it won't work because God is, he's taken back his land. In Saudi Arabia, which was all desert, is now 80% covered in greenery. Grass, trees, everything is growing green. That's how it was previously. It was green, and it's coming back to green. Now, about the children dying in the hospital, there's a documentary on YouTube. It's called My Alpha 21, MAASA 21. And that tells you how for the last 150 years, the medical community and the government has come together to destroy the melanin-rich population, or us. And we have to stop this because just to sit there and, oh, did you hear about this? No, pick up the phone and call your congressman. Ask him, do you want my vote? Tell me about this. We have far more power than we know. We just have to enact it. We have to press it in, you know. And another thing is the government, you see who was on the stage, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, and Joe Biden. Well, that to me was, it was an example like when Marie Antoinette over in England, so grand, so rich. The people were so poor. And their thing, her thing to the people was, let them eat cake. Mm. That's what they were showing us. Let them eat cake. They want to spend billions of dollars over here, over there. They want to not knock out America. They want to rule America. And we can't have that. And that's what those three are about. Bill Clinton, he had the drug market in Arkansas. Barack Obama, he's the one that started this targeting individual, because when he was selected, he was previously a community worker. And you think, oh, well, he's there to straighten up the schools and get the libraries going. And no, a community worker like such as him comes in. And now, how can we take this over? Not how can we, you know, make it good. How can we take this over? They're also, they're targeting everyone. Everyone. They want to make it now so they can look at your eyes, your iris recognition. They'll look at your eyes and tell, oh, she might be a criminal one day. Oh, it might be this. It's a bunch of crap. They want to control this so-called global elite or the New World Order. No, we can't live like that. We just can't do it. But until we rise up and just start making those phone calls, they're going to like, well, what's going on? Oh, they know what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
There was there was a gentleman that started a medical company, and they ended up targeting him. Why? Because he wanted to do something his way. The government felt, well, you should do it this way. And when he refused, they took him to court. He had to go to court, and they ruled against him. There's nothing he did was right. And one of the jurors wrote him a letter after it was over, and this was her response to him. In all my life, I never feared the government. Unfortunately, I will never feel that way again. What the federal government did to your company and your employees is nothing short of criminal. Thank you for listening.
And listen, before you leave, how are your girl doing out there in California?
My girl is no longer in California. She's in Ghana.
Oh.
Amy's in Ghana. She's been there since August. She was hoping that she could find some relief, but there is no relief for a targeted individual.
So what is she doing in Ghana?
Well, she's just there with some friends that she met online and just trying to survive, I guess. I told her to go to the embassy or talk to people or something. But the people that she's with now, you know, they have their superstitions and everything. Because sometimes Amy will yell, you know, the torture gets so bad, she'll start yelling and talking back at them, and they feel that he feels that the other people in the neighborhood will feel that she's possessed. So,
yeah.
You know, she doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
She doesn't,
and you
go
know, you know, they're very, very superstitious in Africa too. I can see that happening. You know?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
But you know, Africa, you know, did she say it's more like a city now? It's not like people portray it to be. It's not huts and stuff like that. They actually have apartments.
Oh yeah, in one part of Ghana, very modern, very up to date. And then there's another part that's you know, back in the woods, so to speak, country. You know, country people. Yeah, so that's where she is.
One thing, I'm proud of her for taking this giant step, though. This is a giant step for her, something that she knew nothing about.
Exactly. So,
you
know, she keeps me up to date.
This is huge. Yeah. Well, you just tell her about her when you talk to her.
I certainly will.
And listen, hey, I really, really appreciate you, because people need to know about these things. People do not know about what's really going on. And you know, you talk to most people about someone being a target individual. The first thing that will come out of their mouth is that those folks are nuts. But, I've been with y'all since, about 2010, 2009 or whatever it was. I remember when we went to Washington, D.C., and I remember when I came to Philadelphia and I spoke at that church, and you was there too also, which I really appreciate. And it's something that people need to understand how important it is to get information out. And, hey, black people got to get out and start doing stuff. Black people, they sit at home, watch TV, and listen to these white people talk, and knowing that they don't mean them no good, but yet still they still listen to it and believe every word they say. They're the reason right now that, you know, Benton Harbor have so many sambos running around here that, you know, they even had a sambo ball here. How do you have a sambo ball, you know, and knowing these people are destroying our children and nobody's saying a mumbling word? It's almost disgusting.
Because they're probably under mind control. Where are the towers? Do you have towers and antennas?
Oh, yeah, of course.
You see, that's, everyone is targeted. Your water has been targeted. So that affects thousands of people. But these people need to pick up the phone. Once a day, call your congressman. Hey, what are you going to do about the water? when they finish getting these calls and realize that people are not sleeping any longer, we're waking up. The universe is waking people up.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's they have to get involved. You have to speak up.
Absolutely, and I hope so because, you know, they always say that somebody else is not them. But, you know, it actually is them because they're allowing it to happen. So you're just as guilty as the person that's doing it. Yeah.
Exactly.
You're just as guilty as, yeah, absolutely. All right, Gloria, thank you so much. And I'm going to get Garrett on next week and so people can understand how serious and how important this is.
Yes, yes.
All right, then. We'll talk soon. Let me bring in my good friend Annette.
Thank you again.
All right. I got you, Glory. It's going down.
All
there
right.
You go. All right now. It's going down. And we ain't taking no prisoners because we can't afford to feed them. All right, Annette. Let's hear what you got to say. Talk to me, Annette, because I know that your phone is buzzing. I know you ready to move forward. So the only thing I can say is it's going down. And look, the key thing, we're not taking no prisoners because we can't afford to feed these folks. These folks are greedy.
You know what, Reverend, the world. And I want to thank you so much for this grand opportunity. I have emailed to you, and to many outlets. And in 1959, my parents were at the top of Mount Soledad, which is a national veteran memorial in San Diego. And 2 months later, I was born, and it was Easter Sunday morning that my parents brought me home, Resurrection Sunday. So this is like a journey that I have been on, and it really has been a vigorous journey, a very violent going along with, like Gloria was saying, being a targeted individual.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you are targeted because you are a whistleblower blowing the whistle and speaking up, when you said that the parents, there were no parents that said anything, I would be willing to challenge the ones who did are in jail. Ask me how I know. Because when I would always speak up for what was going on in the community when we lived in Sacramento, California, where it was so contaminated at Mather Air Force Base, they actually was a super fun site. They had dumped so much money. And we had a miscarriage when the Kaiser Hospital, Cigna Insurance Group did such a botched job. They actually left recognizable body parts of the baby inside of me. I almost hemorrhaged to death and had to go back to the hospital. When I went back to the hospital, I was raped multiple times by doctors and staff. Now, one of the things that I can never stress enough, and it started with the contaminated water and speaking up and speaking about having an unborn child and all throughout my entire community, it really became an Erin Brockovich story. But I look at how Erin Brockovich got paid, got recognized, has a institute and has, again, movie, and she's still called to be a consultant whenever there are contaminated water. But when you are Black and you are speaking about these kind of issues, you come to be thrown out of your home. You come to have to be fighting against the police arresting me and keeping me from my own home for the past 26 years behind illegal paperwork. Now, again, we understand it is a spiritual battle, and I started out the conversation about being at the top of my Soledad. My parents, they actually were married 67 years, and they wanted to do a campaign when they found out at Fort Benning, Georgia, that this was the highest divorce rate world with the military. And by being a military family, my oldest brother, James, U.S. Air Force, my brother, David, U.S. Marines, my sister, United States National Guard, and my daughter-in-law, deceased, my sister's husband, Daniel Menifee, United States Army, and my husband, Terry, United States Navy. So we are a true patriot family. And Fort Benning, Georgia, name was changed from Fort Benning to Fort Moore and his wife, Julia. We would like to think that we had a impact on making that change, where we want to recognize whenever our troops and our soldiers are going off to war, the spouse and what our role is in the community and the support and the sacrifice. So our legacy is very deep also in San Diego. I went back to San Diego. I was devastated because the whole entire community and the footprint had made. They went to San Diego, and they were the Deacons for Defense. Even the lawsuit that we filed against the NFL and the Chargers fans, my family and the Davis brothers and the impact that Louisiana made in California is being erased, forgotten, and we want our legacy to last forever. So one of the things we want to thank you again is, please, everyone, get your paper and your pen, and I definitely stand with Gloria. What we do with the McDonald Mondays, to the most famous spots for the fast foods on Mondays, and you get your whistles, you get your T-shirts, and you have your signs and say, no fast foods on McDonald Mondays, and also call your city council person on Monday. Ticket Tobacco Tuesdays. Don't buy no lottery tickets, no tobacco, none, and no gambling on Tuesdays. And call your mayor on Tuesdays. Walmart Wednesday. Stores, no Walmart, no Jiffy Mart, no Quick Mart, no Kmart. Do not go to no Mart stores, no convenience stores, 7-Eleven, AM, PM on Wednesdays. Call your state representative on Wednesdays. Thirsty Thursdays. Do not buy any alcohol or gasoline on Thirsty Thursday. You call your senator, U.S. Senator, on Thirsty Thursday. Foreign Fridays. On Foreign Fridays, don't go to no foreigners on Fridays. Only shop melanated on O-W-N Lee. Only. If we don't have whatever it is that we need, we start it ourselves. This is how we're going to actually be moving forward and organizing, and it doesn't matter what city it is in. So, again, the Sambo cities, we're going to keep the momentum going with the whistleblowers. We want to challenge to see who can sell as many shirts and whistles. We're going to be blowing the whistle because the whistleblowers are the ones who call out the Sambos. But with the whistleblowerprogram.gov, you will be getting paid to blow the whistle on any of those situations that are recovery, by the government. Anything over $1 million, it will be shared among the whistleblowers. So you don't get just one check. You're going to be getting two or more. Now, moving forward, this is so huge. And again, we're going to need all of our pastors. We're going to need our pastors. We're going to need you to come on board. We need you to come on board, and we need you to get the roles. We need to find the people who founded our churches. We're getting ready to disperse this money out. I actually was going to have for the show today, Reverend Pinckney, I was going to have Miss Michelle, who's from San Diego, California, who is related to my family on my daddy's side of the family, and have validated. She's like, she's right. She knows what she's talking about. I had heirs to get in touch with me to let me know that we had money that was due to us, and she actually got several checks. So, again, one of the things we want people to understand is when we start going to the church, we're going to because this is separation of church and state. And our forefathers and mothers, and even today, just today, do you know how much money the black churches in this country, I mean, let's just try to really think about this. How much money the black churches brought in, and the local businesses, because everybody was, you know, they were dressed. This is a Super Bowl. And so now, this is, the church Super Bowl. So now, only did the church bring in money, but all of the local businesses and the restaurants and the shops brought in business and revenue as well. So now when we understand how to maximize our tax dollars, so we're not just spending money, but we know how to get it back. We know how to invest it. We know how to have companies. We know how to make sure it's a separation of church and state. When we receive our inheritance, our royalties, and interest, and these are monthly payments. These are monthly payments. This is not a lump sum. Each month, you will get interest and you will get royalties. So we need every pastor to come on board. We need all the HBCUs to come on board. We need the radio stations, the newspapers, and the social media to come on board, to blow the whistle. And my sister, Queen Bee, Miss Belinda Parker Brown with the Louisiana United International, we have teamed up with Miss Phyllis Carpenter of the Southern Nevada Regional Housing Authority to housing and the HUD residents. We want everyone to blow the whistle. And again, if anyone has any questions, the main thing you want to do is start getting in touch with the whistleblowerprogram.gov. You can go, oh, Reverend Pinckney, they actually just hacked all of my information, my accounts, so we understand God is in control of us. No one else. And anything that happens is because of divine intervention. And I shared with you how refuse to remove a fraudulent block on my card for 6 weeks without even telling me why or who. Now, I did not put the block, but they told me the only way that I could take this block off, the only way I could take the block off is that I have to actually go into a branch and prove my identity. I said, why should I have to go into a bank and prove my identity? when you actually shut my card down, send me a new card where I'm visiting and taking care of business. I'm the administrator for my great-grandfather's estate, so I have to try to contact all of the potential heirs. So who are you to stop me from conducting my business? But why should I have to go into a bank to identify who I am that you put a block on my money? Now, again, it's one thing for somebody to call me a nigger, but it's another thing when they treat me like one. And if you're not allowing me to get my own money, this is worse than they did our ancestors.
So
This is the kind of attack. When she say the target individuals, I found out there were multiple accounts overseas even in my name. And when I got ready to give the routing number for the Chase, the lady at Social Security said, oh, no, ma'am, that's a Bank of America routing number. Excuse me? This is Chase on the this is the paperwork right here. When I went into Chase, I went in with a briefcase. Well, you have to identify yourself. Well, if this not enough identification, this is the actual paperwork from the date I opened the account. This is time stamp date. So I did it with my fingerprint. Are you telling me somebody else is walking around here with my fingerprints? You actually say carding comes on Chase. Your voice may be used for verification. Well, can you use my voice for verification? Or is this false advertisement and false security? Because I didn't think anybody would have my voice or my fingerprints. So why do I need to come into the bank? Well, after I got to the bank, they still refused to even allow me to get my own money. I said, it's time to call the police.
That's Well, listen, yes. So we just about ran out of time, but I just want to hit on next week, Big Les. I want you to come on the show next week, and we're gonna chop it up a little bit. And also next week, blowing the whistle. also next week we would have the tally of how many people listen to our show during the month of March. And I'm expecting a huge number. And like I said, we got, like, this is going to be played in Houston, Texas. It's going to be played in St. Louis, Missouri, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Cincinnati, Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, South Carolina, Charleston, all these other places. And we got it's going to be on 15 radio stations, and actually 17 now. It was 15, but we got two more people who's going to play. Our goal is to have I want to have 50 people doing the sample when we start our next the first of the year. We're going to have a couple of weeks playoff, and then we're going to have our Super Bowl in February. 31,000 people voted for my samples.
Wow.
31,000 people. And I'm really, really excited. And everybody now, people have been coming down to the church, want to talk about these samples. But it looked like it's actually got people moving. And I'm really, really happy to see people moving in a positive direction to deal with these samples, because if you love your children, you need
That's
to stand
right.
up for your children. You know,
That's
and
right.
stop sitting on the couch saying nothing or thinking everything going to be all right, because it's not going to be all right. As long as you got, like, I can talk about what's going on here in Benton Harbor. As long as you have a Marletta Speaks, as long as you have a Marcus Muhammad, the mayor and the scumbag of all Sambo, and a Dwayne
Stephen Hart.
We got so many. If we start naming them, it'll take the whole show to name all these samples, because we're surrounded by them. And here's the sad part. They actually think that they actually doing something for these white folks. It's just not a pretty situation. Mm-mm.
Exactly. Yep. That's why we want to keep the momentum going and have everybody blowing the whistle. And we want, like Gloria was saying, pick up that phone. Hey, I'm blowing the whistle. I'm calling. And each day you have a day where we're calling the mayor, the council, and everybody call. Like you say, you let them phones keep on ringing on that same day, and they're going to get the message. So blow the whistle, everybody. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Listen, we're out of town. So listen, Big Les, next week for me. It's going down. Everybody have
it's
a beautiful
going
day.
Down. It's going
That's
down.
That's right. We'll talk soon. God bless you all.
Okay, you too.
All right.